It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, November 29th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Rarely does a technology topic get quite as, I'm just going to say it, existential as 3D printing. It could redefine how we look at objects and the ability to create objects in our world, and it's a field that's growing fast. Jonathan Zittrain is co-founder and co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. He joins us occasionally for topics that require heavy mental lifting. Jonathan, let's start at the beginning. What is 3D printing?
3D printing is the ability to have a printer, not unlike that inkjet you got for free when you bought three rolls of paper towels.
The old
local
HP.
Staples.
Yes.
Exactly. So imagine something that looks a little bit more complicated than that, for which you download a little file that is a 3D file, kind of containing blueprints, and you ask to print it, and magically out the printer comes a three-dimensional object. Some people have managed to take a 3D printer and use it to print out a bicycle. Now, it doesn't print out the bicycle sort of rolling right off the paper tray of the printer, but it'll print out a number of parts, and then you assemble the parts, and voila, you actually have a functioning bicycle.
But made out of plastic composite goo or made out of metal and chains and cables?
Yes, it would be plastic parts and such. And
okay.
That's still, of course, what makes this the very early days. But just as you can generate a number of colors from red, green, and blue, you might be able to come up with a few atomic materials from which you can generate any number of molecules.
Well, this seems like such an ambitious project, but how far away are some of these sort of grand schemes?
These technologies, they might go for a number of years without a lot of uptake. Until suddenly something happens. There might be a price drop in the initial machinery. In fact, there's actually blueprints so that a MakerBot can print out a MakerBot. And at that point, you just buy one. And
it's kind of like Cylons.
Yeah, well, that as well. That's a less desirable analogy.
Yes.
But yes, you can imagine then, you know, Johnny gets a MakerBot for the holidays and then prints out three for his friends. And then they've got them and they print out one for their friends. And before you know it, replacement parts for things in your house that break, suddenly you don't have to replace the entire unit or go out somewhere. You just print out the replacement part that you need.
Well, so, you know, that gets into this issue of what is a thing and the issues, I guess, of intellectual property. What are some of the issues that we're going to have to grapple with in terms of making sense of our world and our economy and our definition of things?
Yeah, so Michael Weinberg at Public Knowledge, which is a public interest group about the digital future based in D.C., has written a great paper about this, for which the title is "It Will Be Awesome If They Don't Screw It Up," all about 3D printing. And it illustrates, wow, it's going to at some point be a big mess. Those who are profiting not so much from the object, but from what the object represents, the trademark within it, Harry Potter Inc., you know, J.K. Rowling might be furious if people are just able to print out Harry Potter figures to their heart's content. And ideally, we would try to sort out a little bit looking forward. What would the right balance be? The industries in the crosshairs could, for example, decide they need to devise business models so they actually get ahead of this stuff. And they start flooding the 3D printer market with officially sanctioned, built in with a special autograph and message from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter action figure designs. And then somehow your knockoff one that you got off, the equivalent of Napster, doesn't look so good anymore. In fact, you could see them taking a tactic from the early skirmishes on Napster with the music industry, where they would release sort of virus or infected designs for Harry Potter action figures, where you print it out and, you know,
he
gained a lot of weight, or he says Slytherin instead of Gryffindor. The other thing they might learn is just, wow, we need to get to Congress early and often, and we need to get to the 3D printer makers before they're all over the place and get those printers designed with firmware so that they can recognize certain files that are verboten, that have been decreed to be contraband and refuse to print them, that kind of thing. I mean, that's not outlandish. I think you and I have talked about at one point a copy machine that recognizes when you've put money there and you're trying to photocopy
right.
the money
sure.
and doesn't want to do that.
More of my talk with Jonathan Zittrain, including how to print your own padlock key and everything. That's at marketplacetech.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.